Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Tim Anderson, Tim, don't become a politician on me. You're the most honest athlete in Chicago. Who cares if they blog about it, if they podcast about it, if they tweet about it? Who cares, man? Just say what you feel. You're the best team in the American League.
Yeah, the best team in the American League.
Oh my goodness!
Oh, my freaking ears!
Well, I expect that type of language at Denny's, but not here.
My man. I mean, we can't say the F word on the radio, but other than that.
Now, look here. I don't like that kind of talk. Now, just stop it. It upsets me.
Sorry, everybody. Listen, sorry.
Oh, God. T.A., listen, man, we want you on the show as much as you're willing to come on, all right? Thank you very much. Have a good one, all right, buddy?
I appreciate it. You guys enjoy.
Oh, boy.
All right, hold on.
Hope my girls aren't listening.
That's Tim Anderson. Drop the F word.
Yeah, the best team in the American League.
Hey, hold it now. It's radio.
I got to hold my tongue. I know. I don't want nobody pulling y'all's broadcasting license, so I can't say it like I feel it.
Did you dump that one, Tanny?
What's that now?
Okay, good. Good.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good.
Yeah, the best team in the American League.
Dump out, dump out.
A little too much Parkins in the soundbite, but
one, two, three.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Too much Parkins in the soundbite. Is such a thing possible, Jason Benetti? I don't think so.
Welcome back. Welcome to my world on the reg, Benetti. Too much Parkins in my ear, in the soundbite, in the show, in the show title.
Parkins.
Yeah, in the show title, in the name, on the T-shirts, everywhere, Benetti. Welcome to my world.
You could hear it, too. I mean, Benetti had such a terrible thought of too much Parkins being in the clip. The game was just interrupting him by putting a ball in play. Crack of the bat. He's, oh, you're gonna denigrate Parkins' involvement in that cut? Let's move on here, Benetti.
A little too much Parkins.
Just get it out of there. Some sort of action had to happen to take us away from moving it around. And then I get everybody. So like I had the game on mute with the golf yesterday. My mother-in-law came in town. She's here for the week, so we were visiting. But a couple people texted me in the show thread that Benetti was shouting us out and that the clip made its way into the broadcast. How about that, man?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Little F word, all of a sudden you get on a spring training telecast.
I heard about it from you guys in the thread as I had some family stuff going on over the weekend and on Friday, which is why I missed the show. But the first time that Benetti referenced it, he went old school, right? I think he went season one the first time he referenced it yesterday.
I don't even count.
Hey, look, it's the guy who says the White Sox, and I'm paraphrasing here because if I said the full quote, I'd get fired. Thinks the White Sox are the best team in the American League. Tim Anderson on the Spiegel and Parkin show just the other day.
I think he's got a point there.
I think so, too.
Rolls off the tongue. So easy, so smooth, comfortable. I like it.
Spiegs, I'm going to confess something to you right now.
Yeah, man.
When I was solo, not once, but twice, called it Spiegel and Parkins.
Did you really?
Sure.
See,
did.
It's just it's muscle memory. It's
That's
muscle
right.
memory. Yeah, and when you're solo, those mechanics of driving the radio show, it gets further into the subconscious. So
that's right.
The subconscious takes over.
It's like if you're working on something on the driving range and then you take it out onto the course, you just get comfortable. You revert back to old habits. Getting a nice shot on the range is one thing. On the course, it's entirely different. And, yeah, so I messed it up. Benetti messed it up. It doesn't matter. It's all one brand. We're fine. But I got to say, I'm only half kidding, my friend. I want to know. I want to know right now. When you saw the quote, first reaction, happy for the show, mad you were not there. What was your first jealousy, happiness, bitterness, elation? Where are you on the spectrum of vibes bit?
First reaction, damn it, I wish I was there for that.
Knew it.
Of course. Of course. What are we in the business for? We're in the business, especially this time of year, this moment, this time in the life cycle of that team and that dude. Come on. I mean, absolutely. But here's what you don't understand. I've had a lot of practice at that feeling the last 3 years.
Sure.
I've had a lot of chances to work my way through that stuff. You know? So that's the first thing, is I've had a lot of practice. And the second thing is, I'm here, man. I'm in. We've been having such a good time, and I knew I was coming to work on Monday. I have a show. I have a spot. It's a different world than it was 3 weeks ago, frankly, just for those kind of feelings. You know what I mean? I think, and it's funny because I was hanging out with my father-in-law who listens all the time, and he said, you know, I can hear it. It's different. I can hear you. You sound different. You sound like you're, like you're just more relaxed or something. He's like, yeah, you're right. If I screw up a segment, I'm still going to be here for the next one. If I miss a day, I'm still going to be here for the next day. You know what I mean? So it's a different
time. Well, that's why I thought that
life.
maybe happiness, because
it was in there.
It was in there. It was just lower. It was lowered out. Because, like, in the Tribune, on MLB Network, on Fox, they said Parkins and Spiegel. They didn't know that you weren't there. So I'm just saying, happiness.
Well, look, yes, it's our show. Absolutely. As I said to you in the text, it was a great day for our show. And here's the thing. If you want to get real, Danny?
Let's stop the BS. Yeah, we curse on this show.
Can you handle it?
I can handle it.
All right. I have always dreamed and wanted a partnership just like a band, just like a team, frankly, where the understanding is, if you look good, I look good.
Of course.
And you have that and have shown that to me in spades since the times that we got together. If something's about me and music, you don't care. It's us. It's like whatever. If something's about me in the fifth inning for Cubs games, it looks good for us if something good happens to me. If something good happens for Shane or for Tanny and their socials and like or anything that they do, it's all it is good for us. And I know that you believe that.
Absolutely. That's why I'm disappointed in your immediate response, frankly.
Because the immediate response is just a pang of, ooh, I wish I was there. It's not even anger. It's just like I wanted to be involved. But
I'm
knew,
just busting
you know,
your balls.
I'll be here the next time. But you know what, man? You have that. You have that kind of generosity of spirit in terms of the creativity of the show, if we're getting real, and I feel it. And it might be selfishly motivated on your part. There's a chance that it is motivated by the careerist nature of what's genuinely good for the show means what's good for if any of us shine, we all shine.
You could remove might from that equation. Yeah, of course. Obviously. Obviously. If that would have happened on my day off and I would have seen Parkins and Spiegel going viral when Parkins isn't even doing any work, that would be like my preferred method. Like, are you kidding? All of the glitz and glamour and publicity with none of the heavy lifting and work, that would be incredible. But yeah, of course, man. But no, we're a team, and I will say it was funny because Tim makes it very easy because he is so genuinely himself that like it is like Lawrence is like, you don't want to say permission, but like it took just a little bit of goading. You watch. I know I asked this of Shane last week, and he says he doesn't watch that liberal rag. But you watch John Oliver, right, as I'm broadcasting from my own white void today?
Yes, you are. You are directly in front of the Oliver-esque white void, yes.
Yeah, I'm in a new broadcast location for, I think, hopefully today and today only. But so I apologize to the Twitch audience for the white wall behind me with no signage. But he plays often those clips of the 60 Minutes correspondence where they say something and then they get their guest to just repeat it back.
Yes.
That's what it was. Except he repeated exactly back what I said to him, except he cursed, which made it a headline. It was amazing.
That's awesome. Well, you knew he believed it. You know he believes
yes.
it. And,
yes.
And it's necessary. We talk about the necessary arrogance that you must have oftentimes in sports or in radio, frankly. It's like one of the few things that we can relate to about them and their lives is the necessary arrogance it takes to do your job.
Be a little bit more careful with my words now because people really take those serious. But we have a chance to be the best team in the AL. We got a chance to beat a lot of people. We just got to continue to work and keep getting better and keep rallying around each other. And, the sky's the limit at that point.
Tim, don't become a politician on me. You're the most honest athlete in Chicago. Who cares if they blog about it, if they podcast about it, if they tweet about it? Who cares, man? Just say what you feel. You're the best team in the American League.
Yeah, we're the best team in the American League.
I love that from Tim Anderson. Yeah. Love his belief in this team. A little too much Parkins in the soundbite, but great to hear from Tim on the newly minted Parkins and Spiegel show once again.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great show, and I'm going to spend some time on it this year on occasion.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, and I was on it actually the first day when they were united. It was Bill DeSteve from Arizona.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, as opposed to John from Cincinnati, which was an ill-fated show. You know, one season, it was horrible. But will be more than one season, I'm sure.
Well, congratulations to you on that meandering, whatever that was.
John from Cincinnati, was that guy a surfer? Was he, like, living out in L.A., but he was actually from Cincinnati? Do I have that right? I think so.
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's the gist. I don't know if anyone ever actually saw it other than Stoney, apparently. All I remember is it had the terrible lead-in of, like, the final season of Sopranos.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It still couldn't get off the ground.
You can't overcome that. You can't overcome that
yeah,
kind
it's
of
bad,
lead-in.
Yeah.
It's like when Family Ties was going after the Cosby Show. You know? It's like, here you go. All right, go ahead. Get your boost.
I like that Benetti, too, is like, well, I'll never be on that show. Oh, you'll be on that show occasionally. I just texted him after. I was like, welcome back, my friend. It's like we have to like restart the little rivalry of these little Parkins dicks. Because when he was doing the college basketball game a month ago, he said that the unathletic dude on one whatever team it was, Rutgers or something, it's like looked like a more athletic Danny Parkins out there. And I'm like, and then in the Bulls broadcast, he said the guy got third place in the Danny Parkins lookalike contest. Like, Benetti has, like, me as a doppelganger on the mind for the unathletic white dude.
Chris Tannehill loves it more than anything in the world.
Yeah, we know he does. He is a fan of the show. He's a P1. Thank you. Thank you very much, Jason Benetti and Steve Stone.
It's a beautiful thing. So, yeah, man. You know, it was very cool. And we sold a bunch of T-shirts, right? Sold a bunch of T-shirts at the Threadless shop. Shane, how are we doing on the T-shirts, and what's the plan for those dollars? Too,
doing very well on the T-shirts. The dollar plan is yet to be determined, but it will be put forth to some show venture, whether it be the parlays or just getting together or show trips or something like that.
It's not going to be the parlays.
Can it be the parlays?
Why can't it be?
No.
We didn't discuss that.
The profits, that's
an amazing idea. We said the profits from the shirts will be reinvested into the show.
Yes.
Some through a charitable.
We do the parlays, right, on the show?
We do the parlays on the show. So either through a charitable component and show events like listener outings, trips, things for content like
yes.
that. But I love the idea of we do show parlays and we just reimburse our losses
that's a terrible
from the T-shirt
plan.
Account.
I think that's embarrassing.
Idea.
That's an embarrassingly selfish plan. No, reinvesting in community activities, community, to help build the community of the show, with our listeners.
People, we put the parlays out there and people like bet it with us. That's the community, isn't it?
It's an idea.
Desastre personnel.
670score.threadless.
I tweeted it out on the show account just now, too.
Beautiful.
And it's super, it's like, Like, it's cheap. Like, $25 for the Tri-Blend, a good quality shirt. That's a good price for a T-shirt that you're going to wear to all the Sox games this year.
Yeah, no, I thought our original plan was to take those profits, if there are any profits, and you put them back into the show and or create some sort of charitable component where we each have many charities and excellent causes that we feel good about. We could do something along with that. I personally feel like that has a little bit more honor than the same game parlay.
You don't even... I'm sorry. It makes me laugh.
The same game parlays on FanDuel, which really are a great way to bet on the NBA, and everybody should be doing it.
It's a lot of fun. It's a newer type of situation. And so, yeah, one of the two. Either reinvestment in the show and philanthropic efforts that are near and dear to our hearts, or recouping our gambling losses.
The show parlay is a reinvestment into the show. Am I missing something here?
It is, but we can front our own bets, I think. I think we're able and willing to do that. I'm not sure. I mean, we could ask Dr. NBA over there, but we got a doctor.
Is the doctor available? I thought he was booked all day long with appointments.
No, he's not available. Okay, it's confusing. Ryan McGuffey will join us to talk some Sox at 3 o'clock. Another name. I can't decide if this guy has a lower floor or ceiling. For Bears quarterback, but he was floated just an hour or so ago. It's next on The Score.
Alex Smith, he told us that this is a different game. He's having to evolve and change the way that he plays because he can't run like he used to.
Exactly. We talked to him last night, and he talked about watching Phillip Rivers and learning how to be in the pocket more and sit in the pocket more and become a pocket passer. And we saw him able to use his legs right there.
Yeah, I kind of chuckled. He said, I'm actually watching game tape of Phillip Rivers. You know, guys that really don't move that well.
Doesn't have a lot of legs to stand on. That is out of context. It makes me sound like a bad person. I like Alex Smith a lot. And I'm thankful that he has a couple of working legs to stand on and run on, and he still wants to play. Dude legitimately almost died from a football injury. 17 surgeries on his leg. Missed an entire year plus. With a terrible staph infection, and 36 years old, went 5-1 in his starts. If you judge quarterbacks as a win-loss stat last year, as a quarterback stat, he was a winner, but not very good. And he's going to be a free agent, Spiegs. And Alex Smith obviously has a connection to this offense and to Matt Nagy. When he was in Kansas City with Matt Nagy and Andy Reid. Here's Ian Rappaport on NFL Network reporting on Alex Smith's free agency and hypothesizing on where he might be a fit.
Now, Alex Smith is not the long-term solution or the short-term solution of the Washington football team's quarterback situation. And the reality is, Andrew, they've actually been doing this the last couple weeks while Alex Smith was on the roster. As soon as it became clear he needed to consider some things after the season, just kind of think about what he wanted to do, they knew they couldn't wait with as fast as this quarterback carousel has moved. Three quarterbacks already getting traded. The Washington football team acquired about basically all of them and more. And they've been deep in the quarterback trade market trying to figure out who their answer is. It was really just a matter of time until they decided to release him. My understanding is that release is coming. And, yes, Alex Smith was one of the best stories in the NFL this year. Comeback player of the year. It was so cool to see him out there. But this is where the story ends for the Washington football team. And, guys, you want to talk about a potential place he could land? I mean, obviously, you're going to have teams interested if he wants to play. I would keep an eye on the Chicago Bears simply because of Matt Nagy, his, obviously, role there as the head coach, the former coach for Alex Smith at Kansas City. They still need a quarterback. Would make some sense.
Hey, man, I brought him up to you before. You know I
know.
Have. I respect the hell out of Alex Smith, and I know that you do as well, as a dude. And here's the thing. Would I rather have him than Nick Foles as a bridge while you mentor a young quarterback? Yes. Would I kind of like to have both of them in my quarterback room as you also mentor a young quarterback? Yeah, like there's nothing wrong with that. That possibility is on the table. The Nick Foles cap hit is very low. It's like 6.7 or something like that. So it doesn't mean that he has to be the only veteran quarterback that's there in your room, theoretically. Obviously, the money's a big issue with everything. But I like Alex Smith as a dude, as a leader, and as a I think he would be better than Nick Foles on this team in a heartbeat, even with the limited mobility that he showed last
year. You're just so low on Nick Foles that you have now been open to Jameis Winston, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and Alex Smith on different shows.
We've
been on the air for like 2 weeks, and you're like, who's the 35th through 42nd best quarterbacks on earth? I want them on the Bears over Nick Foles.
That's like, probably because I have Foles, after watching that last year, I have Foles at like 43, maybe 44.
Sure.
Dude was seeing ghosts and horribly inaccurate and angry at his coach in a way that doesn't become you when you're also terrible. And I thought he was terrible.
If the Bears are going to draft Mac Jones or Trey Lance, I want Alex Smith. Alex Smith is the single best bridge quarterback/quarterback coach, mentor to a rookie of his generation. Period, full stop.
Interesting. Yeah, thoroughly willing to do it. Has dealt with it several times, walking away after Kaepernick took his job.
And Colin Kaepernick, Pat Mahomes, and then came in the Washington situation where Dwayne Haskins got in his own way, but Alex Smith, by all accounts, was awesome in that quarterback room, even when he was just rehabbing from injury and not having any shot of playing, that he was still very active in the meetings with that team. It's not his fault that Dwayne Haskins squandered it and might have squandered his opportunity in football. Like
I believe the guy's name is Hodgkins, as the caller to Les said the other night.
I believe that is accurate. My apologies. I obviously will defer to a Les caller on the pronunciation.
Hodgkins, I think his name is.
Yes, the good Hodgkins. So if you're drafting Mac Jones, then yeah, sure. Bring in Alex Smith. But if, like, Deshaun stays and Russell Wilson stays and you don't have the capital to trade up to get a quarterback and your quarterback room next year is Nick Foles, Alex Smith, and a third-round pick, you have the worst quarterback situation in the NFL. 32 out of 32. Like
If you are Foles, Alex Smith, and a draft pick?
And a non-first-round pick and quarterback. Yeah, like if you do your version of Jalen Hurts, right, a second- or third-round pick at quarterback. Because Alex Smith has no ceiling, and Nick Foles has no ceiling. And third-round picks in year one have no ceiling.
Uh-huh.
You will have the worst quarterback.
Go Bears!
Yeah.
Go Bears!
If that's your quarterback room, you have the worst quarterback. You have the nicest quarterback room in the NFL.
Yeah, everybody really likes each other an awful lot.
Very
agreeable and emotional. I mean, Nagy loves Alex Smith. We said he was emotional watching his family in the stands on a rainy day as Alex came back and played him probably for the Redskins, because Nagy was there as the quarterback coach, then the offensive coordinator when Alex reclaimed his career and had those stratospheric highs as a Kansas City Chief before Mahomes took over. Nagy was a big part of it.
Yeah. I mean, I've said it before. I'll say it again. It's what made me fully believe in what Andy Reid's offense is able to do. Alex Smith came in, took over a team. They had zero touchdown passes to wide receivers in a 16-game season.
Yeah.
Never thought I'd see it before in the NFL. It had never been done before since the league went to 16 games. 4 years later, Alex Smith led the NFL in deep ball passer rating.
Incredible.
It was remarkable.
Yes.
And now part of that is getting Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce and the team getting better, but part of it was him in the system getting better and having some continuity. So I have all the respect in the world for Alex Smith.
You laugh at me.
Literally 17 surgeries ago.
you laugh at me, Danny, about me being open to the idea of Jameis Winston, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and Alex Smith as opposed to Nick Foles. You laugh at me. The texters have my back. I'm pretty sure if you look at the greatest season individually for Jameis Winston or Alex Smith or Ryan Fitzpatrick, they would be the best single season in the history of a Chicago Bears quarterback. Has Alex Smith thrown for 4,000 yards? He did in Kansas City. Yeah. No Bears ever done that. Jameis threw for 5,000 and 30-some touchdowns.
I don't know how to judge that Jameis season. That Jameis season's one of, like, the 10 weirdest in NFL history. 5,000 yards, 30 touchdowns, 30 picks.
I don't think Fitzpatrick ever, like, was the man for a full year at a high enough level. Has he ever thrown for 4,000 yards? I want to know, because then that guy would be right, and he would be coming to my defense understandably and beautifully and admirably, sir.
So if that anonymous texter is right in support of your point, then you want to own his point. But if he's wrong, then you want nothing to do with it?
I'd like to distance myself from it, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
He has a 3,900, 31 touchdown season for the Jets in 2015.
That's good. That's about as good as anybody's ever done for the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
Peoria Matt says, that's the quarterback room, the one you described, that this organization deserves.
It's true. It's true. Nick Foles, Alex Smith, and a third-round pick, Speaks. We can preview next year's spring training instead of talking about that training camp, okay? I won't talk one word about Bears training camp if that's the quarterback room. Nick Foles, Alex Smith, and a third-round pick.
Now you got me dreaming.
Yeah, yeah. We'll do 8 hours a day on August baseball. I promise.
Yes!
I promise. Yeah.
Yes.
If that's the quarterback room for the Chicago Bears. Ryan McGuffey on everything and all things White Sox. Specifically, where is this team? We heard the comfort from Tim Anderson. Like, where specifically are they taking a leap from last year to this year? Next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.